AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the date is set.
Our military mission in Afghanistan will conclude on August 31st.
Biden says a military drawdown in Afghanistan is going in a smooth and orderly fashion.
The United States did what we went to do in Afghanistan, to get the terrorists who attacked us on 9/11 and deliver justice to Osama bin Laden, and to degrade the terrorist threat to keep Afghanistan from becoming a base from which attacks could be continued against the United States.
The Pentagon is readying for thousands of Afghans who have worked for the U.S. and NATO allies. Spokesman John Kirby says locations in the United States and other countries are being readied for the possible influx.
The department is looking very hard at installations, overseas installations that we possess or that we're using that might prove valuable.
The Taliban have taken a number of smaller cities in Afghanistan, as well as another border crossing, this one into Iran. Iranian media report Afghan troops fled to safety across the border. A 44-year-old former U.S. penitentiary worker is charged with premeditated murder of a federal agent. The FBI says Shane Meehan threw a Molotov cocktail at the FBI field office in Terre Haute, Indiana yesterday before opening fire on Detective Greg Ferency, a 30-year veteran of the Terre Haute Police Department who had been a member of a federal task force since 2010. Investigators say Meehan was shot after Ferency and FBI agents returned fire. He's now in federal custody following surgery at a local hospital. Two men believed to be Haitian Americans, one of them possibly a former bodyguard at the Canadian embassy in Port-au-Prince, have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti's president. Police say the pair were among 17 suspects detained after yesterday's assassination. Three other suspects were killed by police. This is AP News. A coronavirus vaccine maker wants to give booster shots. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Pfizer's chief scientific officer tells the Associated Press they plan to seek emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration next month for a booster vaccine for those who've already gotten two doses. He says another shot could dramatically increase immunity and perhaps ward off the spreading coronavirus variants. At the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Rochelle Walensky says COVID cases have risen 11% over last week.
We know that the Delta variant has increased transmissibility, and it is currently surging in pockets of the country with low vaccination rates.
She says current vaccines do protect against it.
A man who refused to wear a mask on an Allegiant flight out of Utah has been fined $10,500. FAA says the passenger refused to wear a mask over his mouth and nose on the February 27th flight from Provo, Utah to Mesa, Arizona. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.